Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Driscoll, Nyman clash in high-profile Senate debate in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Two of Wyoming's most prominent Republican lawmakers squared off last week in Gillette as Senator Ogden Driscoll and House Speaker Chip Nyman made their case to voters in the race for Senate District 1. According to the Gillette News Record, while both candidates emphasized conservative positions on issues including abortion, election reform, and opposition to green energy policies, sharp differences emerged over party loyalty and the influence of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. One of the most contentious moments came when candidates were asked to sign a pledge supporting at least 80% of the Wyoming Republican Party platform. Nyman readily signed the pledge, saying the platform reflects the values of grassroots conservatives. Driscoll declined, calling such pledges purity tests and arguing voters should judge candidates based on their records rather than political litmus tests. The candidates also discussed judicial reform, abortion restrictions, and election changes. Both expressed support for additional abortion restrictions and criticized recent court rulings that have blocked positions of Wyoming abortion laws. On the issue of nuclear waste storage, both candidates said Wyoming residents should play a role in deciding the state's future, though Driscoll emphasized the need for more education on the issue before making policy decisions. The race is shaping up as a closely watched contest between two influential Republicans representing different factions within the party. Wyoming endures one of its driest springs on record. Wyoming is heading into summer after one of the driest winters and springs in recent history, raising concerns about worsening drought conditions and an active wildfire season. Cowboy State Daily reported, the National Weather Service said many Wyoming communities recorded some of their driest spring conditions on record between March 21st and June 20th. Riverton received just over an inch of precipitation during that period, making it the city's driest spring since 1996. Buffalo experienced its driest spring since 1998. Locally, Gillette is also experiencing drought conditions with roughly 1.2 to 1.5 inches of precipitation in that same time period. Meteorologists say a persistent weather pattern that diverted storms away from Wyoming was largely responsible for the lack of moisture. As a result, much of the state remains in severe to extreme drought despite some recent June rainfall. Forecasters say meaningful drought relief is unlikely in the short term, while late summer monsoonal moisture can bring some improvement. Experts say it would take weeks of consistent rainfall to make a difference. The dry conditions are also increasing concerns about wildfire risk. Meteorologists say summer thunderstorms could provide much-needed moisture, but may also bring lightning that could spark new fires across the drought-stricken landscape. For now, forecasters say Wyoming residents should plan for drought conditions to continue through at least July. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.